So welcome. This is second week of the retake or reboot, however you want to take it or call it, on this 17 periods. We had started it some time ago, and then something happened about March of last year that just kind of put a stop to a lot of things. So we're going to try to get back into this. This is going to be repetition and review for many of us, and that's good. And for some of you, it's probably going to be new, and that's good. But we're going to move through it. What we're going to do this morning is start off with the 17 periods. It's essential that we get this. We want to be able to say, and I want you to be able to, as we were doing quite well before the pandemic, I want you to be able to just sit at home sometime and say, yep, I can say those 17 periods. I can do it. And it's not all that difficult. But what we're going to do this morning is just go through the 17 periods, and then we're going to go through and look at the links. And as time permits, we're going to see some of the events. You won't see the events on screen, but if you got that handout last week, you got everything we're going to do this morning. So, with that in mind, stand still. The first of the periods, and all you have to do, just so you get used to hearing yourself say them, as they come on screen, go ahead and recite, please. Real good. We're doing all right. You do them backwards. Read. Now can you do it? All right, there's before the flood. What?
The flood, scattering of the people, the
patriarchs. Stop right there. In what book do we find those?
Genesis.
Okay. You just said the patriarchs. How do we get to the next one? This is a little bit ahead of what we're going to do in a couple minutes, but how do we get to what comes next? What comes next?
Exodus.
Okay, how do we get to the Exodus? What's the link?
Joseph.
Okay. So, we're at the Exodus. What's next? And then? You're not quite as loud as you were earlier. We'll get there. Invasion and conquest, and then?
Churches.
And then?
United Kingdom, divided kingdom, Judah alone, captivity, return from captivity, years of silence, life of Christ, early church, letters to Christians.
Well, we might as well move on to the next stage then, hadn't we? So, one more time, I guess. See, when you do this at home, you're going to go faster. Because when you do this at home, you're only talking to yourself, right? Okay. Now, are you ready for this? Oh. The first of the 17 periods, as you've all said, was before the flood. What's the link to the next one? As you read through Genesis, you get to chapter 5, and there you find the genealogy of Noah. We are introduced to Noah. Noah is quite well known for doing what?
Building an ark.
Okay? So, if you have an ark built, there must be something going to happen. And that something going to happen was the flood. So what's the next one? We've done this now. What's the next one? I'm sorry, what is it?
Scattering
of the people. Okay. Do we need to go back and do those again? No? Okay. Amanda says no, so we're going to move on. The flood. So what's the link between the flood and the scattering of the people? Remember, God told them when they disembarked the ark, go forth, go into the world and multiply, populate the earth. They didn't do that. They found themselves quite comfortable there in the plains of Shinar. They wanted to build this big tower, have a big city, so they would be known, etc., etc. Okay? What did God do? I think I put it up. Oh, yeah, I did. So if you won't scatter yourselves, I will scatter you, essentially. I'll make it so you can't understand each other. You'll have to go off in groups someplace else. So that was the scattering of the people, or the link to the scattering of the people. What's next? A few people... The patriarchs. All right. You get to chapter 10 in your review of Genesis, and you find another genealogy. Chapters 5 and 10, you can recall, or you can just start thinking of it in those terms. 5 and 10 have to do with genealogies. So here we are. In those generations, or the genealogies you'll read there, you'll find that from one of Noah's sons, Shem, you go clear through all that, and you will find Abraham. And Abraham was the first of three notable, so far as we're concerned in Bible study, three notable patriarchs. And that's what you just told me was the fourth period. Go ahead.
The genealogy that leads to Abraham is in chapter 11.
It is, okay. But does it start in 10?
Genealogy in 10, but
okay.
11 is the...
Okay. So we get to... That's right, because 12 through 50, you're going to find cover the lives of whom?
Abraham.
Okay, so chapters 10 and 11. But when you get to 10, genealogy starts. And actually, Abraham comes along in chapter 11. So, thanks for the correction there. So, you have these patriarchs. Who are they?
Abraham.
All right. All right. What's the big deal about Jacob? There are several big things here that happen with Jacob. So, let's just take a pause here. What's one thing you recall about Jacob? He worked a long time for two wives.
Changed to Israel.
His name was changed to Israel.
He wrestled an angel.
He wrestled an angel. And the pros think they've got it now, huh? Yeah. Anything else?
He was the younger and stole the birthright from his brother.
Yep, he stole the birthright from his brother. Anything else?
He had 12 sons.
And who was the youngest of the sons? All right. Who was the one he seemed to care the most about?
Joseph.
How did he demonstrate that? A coat of many colors. Long before Dolly Parton ever sang about one, here it was. Okay? All right. So the patriarchs. The link is, after Abraham, there came a few more, a couple more. And one of those... we've just discussed, Jacob, Israel, had a son named Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. Providential. Very providential. You know, the providence of God is something we really ought to think about at times. Just think, what are the first seven letters of providence? Provide. God provides. Anyway, the providence of God has Joseph in Egypt. Joseph does some pretty spectacular things there, doesn't he? He's very shrewd in business and in agriculture, it seems, and in providing for people in light of what was about to come upon them. And when that, what was that that came upon the world? A famine. And when that came upon them, who ends up going to Egypt for grain? Oh, it might be on the screen. Yep. Israel. Remember, a couple of the brothers went down and in, and we had more people there, and yeah. Anyway, we end up with a whole tribe, a whole group down there. Not a tribe yet, I guess, but a whole group down there in Egypt. And they become pretty powerful, many of them. And the Egyptians get to thinking, whoo, we got a problem here. These people outnumber us. So we're going to have to put them in bondage and expect them to be our slaves and treat them like slaves. And they did. And what happened? What did the Israelites do? Kind of a hint up here.
They cried out to God.
They cried out to God. God heard them and sent
Moses
to do what? To lead them out of there, which we know as the Exodus. Always, is all of the Exodus covered in the book of Exodus? No. Good answer. Okay. So, they were delivered from bondage, but they did not obey the commands of the Lord, so God sentenced them to wandering in a wilderness. What happened during that period of time? What was the period of time they were wandering in the wilderness?
40 years.
40 years. And what happened in that period of time? Okay, Amanda is trying to answer, but I can't hear you, so the people on Zoom can't hear you.
That generation died.
Okay? When you answer from back there, that's great, but keep in mind there are people on Zoom who cannot hear, especially soft voices. So crank it up a little bit. All right, so they're wandering in the wilderness. What else happened, or what didn't happen in that period of time?
They didn't take the land yet.
Oh, they didn't take the land. No, they didn't do that.
They were fed and watered.
They were fed and watered. Way to put it. Okay, they were taken care of. Yes. Footwear.
Didn't wear out.
The downside of that is, though, especially for the ladies, you're wearing the same pair all the time, I guess. But anyway, they didn't wear out. But you didn't have a Skechers store to go to in the wilderness either. So they wandered for 40 years until what? But what else happened? We heard it hinted at. They did not take the land. We'll come back to that. We'll hit that in a few minutes. The invasion and conquest. Was led by Joshua. What was the first city that went down? Jericho. Second city?
Ai.
Any problems?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll get to that. They conquered the land, but pretty soon a generation arose that knew not God. Trouble. I'm going to avoid any major social comment, but look at us. Look at us. Okay. God's idea was, we'll rule the people by judges. We'll deliver the people with judges. And there were several notable ones. Give me a couple. Let's see who comes to mind first.
Deborah,
Gideon, who else?
Samson.
Okay, what's so notable about Deborah? She was a woman judge. What was so notable about Gideon?
He's afraid.
He's what?
He's afraid.
He was afraid of
the enemy, Midianites.
Okay. He was afraid of the enemy, the Midianites, she said. How many people did it take him to wipe out a bunch of them? 300 armed with
a sword, a jar, and a torch.
Okay.
Trumpet.
Okay. All right. All right. Not normally your battle attire. Okay. Who was it? Samson? Oh. What was so notable about Samson?
And hair.
Somebody said hair? Okay. And women. Yeah, sounds like somebody we knew recently. Strange hair at times, a penchant for foreign women. That's kind of the way things have gone, except, oh, never mind. The judges. The people were delivered by the judges time after time after time. But as they looked at the countries, the nations around them, what did they see and what did they say? They have a king. Why can't we have a king? So that led us to the United Kingdom. How many kings, and Gary would do it again if I asked, somebody else besides Gary, because Gary did it last week. Let's see if you remember what Gary said about the three kings during the period of the United Kingdom. He said SDS. Okay? No other political, historical stuff from the 60s here. SDS stood for?
Saul, David, Solomon.
Okay. Saul, David, and Solomon. And things, you know, did they all have their problems? Yeah, they did. But it was Solomon's unfaithfulness that really ended up leading us to the divided kingdom. Okay? So, during that divided kingdom period of time, one big thing happened that leads us to the next stage or period here. Assyria took the northern kingdom into captivity. You recall that? Okay. So then, with Assyria taking the northern kingdom, what does that leave?
Judah.
All right. And finally, Babylon takes Judah into captivity. There, right? Yep, they're in the captivity now. Now, did the Egyptian bondage or captivity last on and on and on indefinitely? It came to an end, right? With the Exodus. But like the Egyptian captivity, this captivity did not last on and on and on. How long did it last?
70
years. Your passage for that? Ooh. Where'd that come from?
Somewhere in Jeremiah.
Somewhere in Jeremiah. Yep. Sure does. All right. You'll find it. The captivity. And then there would be, since it's not going to last indefinitely, there would be the return from captivity. So we have these people out of captivity, and they conduct themselves not quite the way God wanted them to. Matter of fact, nowhere near what God wanted. So, for 400 years or so, God says nothing. What passage tells us about that famine for the word of God?
Amos 8:11.
Amos 8:11. There will come a famine on the earth, not of food, etc., but of the word of God. Can you imagine? When God chose to reveal himself again, it was through the life of Christ. And while Christ was on earth, he said, I will build
my church.
And then, among those early Christians, there were writers. And these are just a few of them. And what did they do? If they're writers, what are they doing?
Writing letters
to other Christians. And I put a little more on it last night. Some of those letters were to individuals. Some were to whole congregations. But every one of them. Somebody turn to 2 Timothy 3. If you can't quote it, somebody turn to 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is for that. For what purpose? That the man of God may be all right. That's why we do a study like 17 periods, so we can understand from Genesis through what's going on in this book. Why is it our children have trouble understanding what's going on in this book? We want to be able to take care of that for them. We want them to be able to say, this is why this is God's word. This is why God's word is authoritative. This is why we've got to get this. Okay, let's try something here. I'll just leave it right there. This side of the room is going to call the period. This side of the room is going to provide the link, preferably without notes. Preferably. Okay?
Which way are we doing the link? To the next one or the one we said?
What takes us to the next?
Okay? Thank you.
They're going to start off, for example, with, I'm going to give you a help here, before the flood. This side is going to say, okay, we got to chapter 5 and we saw the genealogy that took us to Noah. Noah built an ark and so on. And then next,
the flood.
See, we're moving already. All right, they have said the flood. What's the link to the next one?
Genealogy from Noah to the people building the Tower of Babel.
Are you going to take that? You're going to take that? The flood. She said the genealogy of Noah to the building of the tower. A little bit after that, the flood occurred. What happened during the flood to Noah and his family? They're floating on a boat. They finally land. Okay? So let's have them disembarking. From disembarking, let's go to that. And what they were supposed to have done was go populate the earth. They did not, so God confused the language. And we have
scattering
of the people. Okay? And the link.
Genealogies leading to Abraham.
Okay? Genealogies leading to Abraham. Chapters
10 and 11
of
Genesis.
Okay, so we've gotten to Abraham, the patriarchs. Is this too easy for this side?
Yes.
Okay, let's switch it over. Patriarchs. Everybody here say patriarchs.
Patriarchs.
Okay, all right. What's the link? We have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and who comes along and goes to?
Joseph.
Joseph ends up in Egypt. Okay. Now, what's next?
The Exodus.
The Exodus. Why? You're not off the hook yet.
Because they're captured by the Egyptians.
Because they were enslaved.
They were enslaved by the Egyptians, and they
cried
out to God. God heard their cries and sent
Moses.
Okay, now, where are we? The Exodus? And the link is? Okay, I hear a lot of What happened? Okay, all right, let's we're in the Exodus. What happens? Things going pretty well during the Exodus?
I don't know how to answer that.
All right.
They get the law. They send out the spies, and they reject what the spies said.
All right. They refuse to obey God. They were supposed to go from Egypt to Promised Land and occupy. Go in and take that land. They sent out spies. How many?
12.
How many came back with a true report?
Two.
So that means 10 came back with some other report. Which group did the people believe? They believed the 10. God had said, go do it. But they took, we've got 10 men here telling us, no, we can't do it. But God says you can. And that led them to their refusal to go take the land as commanded, led them to
wander in the wilderness.
We got there. Okay. Now, after that, what leads us to the next period? We have just finished. We're wandering in the wilderness. What's going on now? Excuse me?
That generation died out.
That generation died out, so they could go ahead and? And who led that effort?
Joshua
led that effort. Which side's got what now? I've lost track myself. All right. So, they are invading the land. They are conquering the land. How does God, what do they do, though, once they're in that land?
They did not obey God.
How is it put in the book? There arose a generation that knew not God. So, they end up in trouble again, being oppressed again. How does God deliver them? Through a series of
judges.
Okay, we've already named a few notable ones. And what goes after that? The judges. They wanted to be like other nations and have a
king.
Three notable kings for us, three starting kings. Then there will be a whole bunch of others later.
Saul,
David, and Solomon. Okay, during the period we call the United Kingdom. Solomon's idolatry, unfaithfulness led to
the
divided kingdom. What else led to that divided kingdom? There was another key thing in there. How long was it united? I think I got ahead a little bit there. How long was it united? Until what? Assyria did what?
Wait, you skipped a bit.
Did I skip?
We were talking about the United Kingdom.
The United Kingdom. How long was it united?
120 years, because each king had 40 years.
Okay. And what happened? It's united until what else?
Well, Solomon said there's a prophecy, and Rehoboam acts foolish.
High taxes.
Oh, we got a lot of problems. Man.
Assyria is 200 years later.
Hmm?
Assyria is 200 years later.
Assyria, okay. And Assyria does what? When Assyria takes the northern kingdom into captivity, what does that leave? I am ahead. Yeah. Okay. See why you practice this at home? All right. So we have, through a couple of jumps, gone to Judah alone. All right. Who's got the periods here? Judah alone. How long is Judah alone? Until Babylon takes them into captivity. And that is a period to itself. What takes us to the next period? After the captivity was the
return
from captivity. So what takes us there? Time. 70 years. 70 years. As foretold, or as Jeremiah recorded, it'll be 70 years. So after that, we have the return from captivity. How well did the people behave? Better than, but still not what God wanted. So after the return from captivity, what happened? Or didn't happen? Nothing else heard from God for quite a period of time. All right. When God chose to reveal himself to man again, it was through the life of Christ. And while Christ was here, he said, I will build my church. So we look at this period as the early church. And to many of the individuals and congregations of that early church, there were
letters
to Christians. All scripture is
inspired
by God and
profitable.
That's why. All right. Quickly, and maybe just, well, we'll try not to skip around because you're going to do it. All right. 17 periods again. Before the flood.
Scattering the people, patriarchs, exodus from Egypt, wandering in the wilderness, invasion and conquest, judges, United Kingdom, divided kingdom, Judah alone, captivity, return from captivity, years of silence, life of Christ, early church, letters to Christians.
Okay. When were the people allowed to eat meat? In what period were they first allowed to eat meat? Scattering of the people?
Flood period. The flood period. The, I don't know, what's the time? It's in between those.
Oh.
Well, it's in chapter 9.
Okay, go ahead.
Genesis 9, one of the things that God said to Noah and his family after they came off the ark, a number of things were said. Capital punishment was instituted, rainbow covenant, and gave them meat for food.
Okay, get this.
The issue, though, the ground was dry.
All right, but in that group of chapters, what are the chapters in Genesis that we look at and say, these cover the period of the flood?
6 to 10.
Okay. We did all this a couple years ago, well, a year and a half or so ago. We did this. It'll come back to you. You dig out your old notes, you'll see that. All right. What else do I want to ask? We won't go there just yet.
When did Moses die?
Why? Why didn't Moses get to go into the promised land? A little bit louder.
Because
He sinned, he hit the rock, instead of, and the lesson we learned, we did this last week, that's one. Okay. That's one, Nick. What did we learn last week regarding what God had said? God said, speak to the rock. Moses went beyond. That should call to mind a New Testament passage for some of us. To go beyond what God has said, what was the result for Moses? Didn't get to see the promised land. If we go beyond what God has said, get it? You know, when Jesus was teaching people, he used a phrase, just as I received them from my Father. When my brother was here for a few days last month, we were talking about that passage, and I said, you know, that says quite a bit to me. And he said, yeah, but can you speak Aramaic or whatever language? And I said, no, I can't do that. So, but the content, the translated content, we need to be careful how we handle God's word. Period. Well, in what period did God say nothing? This is really tough. During that period, the years of silence, did anything happen?
There were things that went on. We don't get to see that in the scripture.
Right. There were things that went on. You might want to consult some other historians from that time. But there were things that happened to world empires during that period of time. And that might, depending on how deeply you want to go, that might really have some kind of effect on what you see coming along in the New Testament. There is quite a bit to be learned. All right. I think we'll get ready to end here quickly. During what period did Paul write to the Romans? Another tough one, huh? Okay, look at these things during the week. And let's see. Ashley will have next week. He's going to go into, he'll probably cover a little more of the events that happened in each period and probably some of the scriptural parameters. Like we've already talked about, the first four periods occur in the book of
Genesis.
Okay. Which book is pretty good about detailing the invasion and conquest? We didn't cover that this morning, but you know it.
Joshua.
Which book covers the, how many judges?
Judges of 1 Samuel, but there's 14.
Okay. 14 judges, judges in 1 Samuel. All right. Several judges. But he'll probably get into some of that. Then the week after, what we're going to try to do is finish up the wandering in the wilderness. Get that completely done. So the next quarter will be the invasion and conquest in more detail. So thanks for your participation, your recitation, and us all getting confused a time or two. But next week. Thank you.